Entertainment Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are the two websites. And I can't remember what day this is on our concentric circles we're counting, but it's been about a week or so since we first said that. And almost that virtually every day, there's been more restrictions added. Uncle Kevin's course riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Great broadcast. Wayne Elliott's going to be here to talk about, in the last days, men's heart shall fail him. Well, you better get some Strauss heart drops, some cardio calm, some kidney to help your kidneys. We're going to talk about 30 minutes. We'll have a conversation with Wayne. Always fun, always educational. And then somebody I've never interviewed, I've heard of her. I'm really glad that she's on, Anita Hodge. She is a writer. She had a lot to do with the book Educating for the New World Order. She goes into the public education system. Now, look, we talk about public school a lot. She's going in a little different level and kind of deeper. What are they exactly doing? What is their goal? How are they taking your child and turning them into a New World Order disciple? How does that happen? This is very important, extremely important. And we'll have her on and discuss all that. And I'm very excited to meet her. And of course, we'll get to the news. On the world outlook in China, life returning to normal. What does that mean? As coronavirus outbreak slows, does that mean they're back to the sweatshops at Apple with the nets outside?
Yeah, exactly.
Al Jazeera, draconian measures which appear to have quelled the outbreak are gradually being relaxed. This is going to be touted as, see, this is how you handle.
This is how you take care of it.
This is how you do it. You take away everybody's rights and you put them in box like a little rat. European Union to ban non-essential travel into Europe. The gradual but accelerating quarantining of the world. So even they say, the activist post. What have we been telling you?
That's right.
You're going to get a gradual, and I told you this a long time ago. I told you to buy the toilet paper a long time ago. I'm not trying to say I told you so. I say that because I want you to be awake. I want you to be alert. You're under attack. You know that. But be alert to all these things. It's into its constituent parts to halt the spread of the coronavirus just took a major step moments ago when the FT reported that European countries plan a ban on entry into the 26-state passport-free travel zone in the most radical response yet to the continent's escalating coronavirus pandemic. Europe going to ban non-essential travel in. We've already said that Europe can't travel here. Trump did. Trump already banned travel. So we're starting to isolate.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland, coronavirus federal council declares extraordinary situation, introduces more stringent measures. You're going to hear that. Extraordinary situation, extraordinary measures, extreme measures. All these words, especially extreme measures, has a legal meaning in America. Extreme measures means they can give you experimental vaccine any testing and you have no recourse. If your kid drops you dead.
Yeah, with extreme prejudice.
An extraordinary meeting today, which was this morning? Was it? No, yesterday. This is yesterday. The Federal Council took the decision to introduce more stringent measures to protect the public. Always for your protection, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't believe him.
Always for your protection. It is declared that an extraordinary situation now exists in Switzerland. Who's writing these articles? It's like, get to the point. All shops, restaurants, bars, entertainment, and leisure facilities will remain closed until the 19th of April. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can count on a calendar, the 19th of next month, 19th is also Patriots Day for everybody.
That's right.
The shot heard around the world was on April 19th, so that's a very important day in American history, but that's a month away.
That's a long time to shut down businesses. I don't care where it's at.
Well, I had a big, long conversation with my cousin. We were talking, she's a small business owner.
Yeah, it kills her. It's going to kill her.
What's she going to do?
Yeah, it's going to kill her.
So I'm supposed to just shut my business down? And she can't have it open with everything that's going on.
We'll see. We'll see if somebody defies these mayors and these governors and just keeps it open. I hope so.
Well, no, because then people are going to start dying, and then they're going to say, "See, you left open. Now you're liable because Johnny caught virus at your store." That's how they're going to shut it down. Shutting schools would reduce coronavirus transmission, says an expert. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm for that. They don't need to be there anyway.
This is the biggest blessing.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm for that.
These children are not going to be programmed at these schools.
Exactly. They're going to miss 2 months of school.
Two months of programming.
Yeah, exactly.
Remarks by Professor Neil Ferguson, a leading modeler of the spread of COVID-19, come amid mounting calls for the schools to close. He says shutting schools would reduce the transmission of the disease. I don't think we need an article to figure that out.
No.
Thanks, Professor Neil. How long did
probably,
it take you to figure
probably
that out?
He probably got $500,000
on his study to come to that conclusion.
Yes.
Hard hit Iran frees more prisoners amid coronavirus outbreak.
They're going to be pushing that in America. I mean, you watch. Pretty soon they're going to be saying, we got to let the prisoners out because they're for their safety.
Well, if they're nonviolent, they shouldn't be there. Most of them shouldn't be there anyway. So I don't know. They're going to start letting
everybody.
If they let they let vicious people out, then they're going to go looting and they're going to take an opportunity. Well, I don't know. Of course, I don't know that of course they will. The overall figure briefly released is 85,000 has taken measures in jails to protect against virus. What does that mean? So they're going to release 85,000 prisoners. That's a lot.
Yeah.
In America, that's nothing. We have two. Yeah. We have something like two plus. We have more prisoners in America than any country in the world.
That's crazy.
Well, it's money.
Yeah, it's money.
Remember when I was in jail? $22.50 a day, buddy.
Plus, you were traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, I don't think I was actually. See, I was never charged in books. I don't even know. I don't know if that's true in my case, but for the rest of the people, certainly.
Yeah.
UK confirmed coronavirus case rise 26% in past 24 hours. Confirmed cases rise 26%. Now, does that mean they tested? They finally tested?
Yeah.
Does that mean in America they're going to say, oh, the rates are up 500%? Yeah. Well, why? Because you finally tested?
They finally tested. Finally had a test.
Trump issues national, quote, guidelines. Now they're guidelines. We got guidelines.
Okay.
Did you say okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we got guidelines. Help stop spread of coronavirus while lawmakers, health officials demand a lockdown instead. I have been told by a couple sources that 48, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. I've been told by a couple sources, that's why I'm going to bring it to you. Within 48 to 72 hours, you're going to see basically quarantine in America.
That's what I heard too.
Whether it's regional or whether it's whatever, you're going to see quarantine.
Correct. Especially in Washington, Idaho, California, and stuff, places like that.
Idaho doesn't have hardly any. Not Idaho. Washington, California. President Donald Trump yesterday issued a two-page memo containing several, quote, guidelines for Americans and state leaders to follow over a period of 15 days as a way to limit the spread. But for some lawmakers and White House officials, those measures fall short of what they say is needed, a national lockdown similar to those imposed by China. Well, there's one problem. There's a thing we have in America called the Bill of Rights.
Can't do it.
But for some lawmakers, the slow spread... Rather, they contain suggestions for Americans and businesses to follow in order to reduce contact and thus help blunt the spread of the coronavirus. How many people died now? What, 70? Is up to 70?
Not a lot. I mean, they're way overreacting for what?
Well, this is that conversation I had with my cousin. I don't know if they're way overreacting. They are way overreacting for what we have been told.
Correct. Absolutely.
For what we have been told...
It's insane
what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do not know if that is the case or not.
But I'm not for locking down the whole country over 70 people dying. That's insane.
Right, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So what are they going to do now? Are you going to lock down Baltimore because, you know, that's how many people shoot each other?
Yeah, in one day.
Coronavirus vaccine trial administers first dose to participants.
Oh, who would do that?
What do you mean they're going to line up for that? All those college students. They'll just do it at school. You want $1,000 off your tuition?
Yeah.
A novel coronavirus vaccine trial in the U.S. has now given a dose to its first participant. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced yesterday.
They got it awful fast.
They already have the vaccine. They already have something. Yeah. And all they're going to test for is if it creates an antibody response.
Yes, that's all they
have. If it creates an antibody response, that means it's effective to them.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not mean it's effective.
Eureka, we found it.
Yeah. What's it? Oh, wow, it's under storehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, we just happen to have this.
A million of them.
Martial law being seen in U.S. and Europe over COVID is the bigger threat, activist post. I agree. The martial law. Well, one, they haven't declared martial law. Nobody's declared martial law. That's why you can't stop interstate travel. You can't stop. Under a martial law situation, you could restrict those, but it has to be in a manner prescribed by law. Read your Bill of Rights.
Right.
So, martial law, we are so far away from anything justifying. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we're far away from it. We're far away from anything justifying it. I don't know if we're going to use that. De Blasio says New York City absolutely considering shelter-in-place order amid coronavirus outbreak. You know, and then they get these, businesses. This is where they license everything and then mm-hmm. they control everything. See, then you get a license. So the businesses get a license. Now the business, the restaurants, they have to close.
Yep.
Not because they want to, because they're ordered to, they get a license or their license will be pulled. Then they'll get arrested for operating without, you see the whole thing. This is where the control comes from. De Blasio, he's the one.
That don't go to work.
He's the one.
He goes to work at 11 o'clock, goes home at 1.
He's the one who said that we should nationalize manufacturing. Basically, Karl Marx.
Yeah, Karl Marx.
We should nationalize everything. So, that's the only way we can deal with this is to nationalize this. Since he's absolutely considering a citywide lockdown that allows city dwellers to leave their homes only for basic needs such as food and medicine. Where are they going to get food from?
Yeah, where are they going to get food?
Stores are closed.
Stores are closed, yeah.
Amid the coronavirus outbreak. Now, there has been something floated with Trump. They're going to not take control. That's the wrong word. But some kind of orchestrated partnership with places like Walmart. So, you go in there, you can only buy one pack of toilet paper. It's open certain hours, blah, blah.
You can't hoard.
He ordered the following social distancing measures. There's another word you're going to hear. Social distancing.
Got to keep away from each other.
Another way to divide us.
That's right.
Not only we're going to be divided by social media now, we're only interacting on a digital aspect. Now we're going to be cut off
from your friends.
Physically. Shut down all bars, restaurants, gyms, and movie theaters effectively starting 5 p.m. Yesterday, drive-through and carry-out services will be allowed to continue. Why? I thought you could pass the virus on by touching something.
Especially if, whoever delivers it got it. He's going to spread it all around town.
Pizza delivery guy is going to spread 100 people a night.
Exactly.
What, this is like, no groups over 50 people. What, the virus can count all of a sudden?
I guess. Magically.
If this is such a threat, I'm not saying it is or isn't, they should. I'm not saying that. I'm saying by going by their logic, then why would you be open for drive-thru? Because by touching something, supposedly you can give it to somebody.
Unless he delivers it in a hazmat suit.
Following CDC, the CDC, because, they're always accurate and so upstanding guardian of medical perfection. Following CDC guidelines, settings of 50 or more individuals will be prohibited across the state. I guess you can't protest any gun control actions.
You can't.
I guess you can't organize together and exercise your rights.
You can't.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Including social and recreational events and religious and sporting gatherings. Now you can't.
Can't play basketball in their city.
Can't play.
What are they going to do? They're going to.
No, there's not 50 people there. You can go play basketball. 50 people or more. Religious gathering. Can't have a religious gathering. Oh, can't pray now? These measures will be strongly enforced. How?
Yeah, really.
And Arundel First Alert reports. Hogan says state troopers and National Guard will enforce orders saying we're not playing around anymore. Emergency orders will carry the full force of the law. And so these are the state does have some policing powers and some constitutional powers here to do something. They may have constitutional authority to do something like this. I mean, it's not that they're. You can still go out. You can still you go through drive-through. I got to think about that a little bit.
I see it in a pandemic, but I can't see it right now.
It doesn't.
What do we have right now?
We have never
70 people dead.
Here's what they say. This is everybody. Everybody who exercise wants to control you. This is how they. This is a typical line.
Yeah.
We have never faced anything like this before. What, 70 people dying from a virus? What are you talking about? We've never faced that?
Already this year, 35,000 or 150,000 people have died already?
What are you talking about?
From the virus.
From flu or what? Not 100,000. You mean in the world? Probably in the world.
Yeah. So,
anyway, let's see
90 people
let's see what Mr. Hogan here.
Is that the Hulk?
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan's brother. Just kidding. I don't know. Maybe it is. He continued citing drastic actions, quote unquote. There's that word. You're going to see drastic actions, extreme measures.
Yep.
Extreme actions being taken right now. He warned Marylanders the orders may seem scary and may sound extreme. It is absolutely necessary. Is it?
I don't think so.
Is it?
Not yet.
Hogan has ordered the activation. I don't know if it is. I'm not saying it is. I don't know if it is or isn't. From what We are being told this is a way
overreach.
Yes. Hogan has ordered the activation of 250 state troopers for emergency service, blah, blah, blah. Illinois news station mistakenly airs election results day before primary.
How's that happen?
Well, they already got it ready. They already know.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, okay.
Here, read this on air.
Joe Biden, in a stunning victory, comes through and vanquishes Bernie Sanders and his socialist ideas.
Yeah.
Because Joe, oh, good old Joe, Uncle Joe, is such a bastion of constitutionality and good old Americanism and return us to the way we are.
There we go.
Oh, wait a minute. The election's not till tomorrow.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry. Yep. Oops.
Oops. You believe that?
That's nuts. Yeah. I believe it.
A story already written.
You want proof?
You think we're lying here, ladies and gentlemen, about the orchestrated nature of newscasts and things?
Yes.
A story's already written. Got it all in the can. Got everything ready.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
That was after 9/11. It was 100. What it was?
The building went down. The building 7 went down. They got a picture of him in the background.
Yeah.
The building's still up.
Yeah.
And then it goes down about half. Oh, the building went down.
And the Patriot Act's 1,000 pages, and it's already written.
It appears. 1,300 pages.
Yeah, in two hours. Oh, we just wrote this up.
The local Illinois news station mistakenly aired Election Day results showing former Vice President Joe Biden winning the day before the state's election.
Wow.
Ohio postpones Democratic primaries as three states go ahead with voting. There was a big back and forth in Ohio. You know, the court was saying, you can't stop the election.
Right.
You know, see, this is if you can stop the bars and restaurants from opening, why can't you postpone and stop elections? If it's such a risk.
Yeah.
So basically the judge is saying, I don't see the overreaching risk that justifies stopping the elections. That's basically what the judge is saying.
Yeah.
Because if there really was
an emergency. Yeah.
Then the judge would say, okay, if this is appropriate, we're going to delay the election.
I agree.
So at least in this guy, and I don't know anything about this judge. I'm just saying, at least one judge thinks, well, wait a minute, we're not stopping the elections.
We're stopping no election for what?
For what? Right.
Yeah, exactly. For what?
White House.
Show me some evidence. Show me some evidence.
Yeah. Show me some justification here.
Yeah.
White House eyes massive $850 billion stimulus package next. Ladies and gentlemen, dear God, what do you think this is about? Sunday night, I said this yesterday. Sunday night, the Fed put $700 billion into the repurchase market the overnight, and the stock market fell 3,000 points the next day.
It did.
Do you think there's not desperation going on? And, you know, some people think it's a war between, hey, keep this thing together or make it all totally go down and blame it on Trump. So, you know, can Trump keep things together and be reelected? They're trying everything to get Trump out of there. Some people say that. Some people say it's just a play to bring America's economy down and to bring China up. They're going to bring the price of gold down so China can buy all the gold they want to support there. So they're basically the superpower as we go forward and into the new century. China will be the dominant superpower.
Well, they promised them. That's what Tricky Dicky did when he went over there before.
Well, he began that. And then they began the deindustrialization and stealing everything from America and pulling all our wealth and going over there and manufacturing. And then, you know, it was funny at first. Oh, look at this cheap Chinese stuff. This is great. And now it's like 30 years, 40 years later.
Take Nixon there.
Well, yeah, she's like, he makes those decisions.
No, I know, but he started it.
Well, anyway, they're thinking about giving a check to people, giving everybody a check.
I'm putting my name at the top. Send me one.
Three times, like the Democrats do.
That's right.
Early and often.
Early and often. Exactly.
Exclusive. Amazon stops receiving non-essential products from sellers amid outbreak. So now even Amazon.
Well, as of yesterday, they said everything's slowing down because they don't have enough people to work because everybody's ordering off them. They've hired 100,000 new people.
Philippines is first country to halt its market, quote, until further notice. So their stock market, we're going to close until further notice.
I don't know why they didn't do that. Trump should have ordered that. He would have avoided all this stuff.
I don't know, because then that would have caused more panic. I don't know. U.S.-China trade barbs over coronavirus pandemic. China says, this started in America. America says, whatever, it started by bats. Don't, nothing is in here.
Yeah, he should go out there and tell the truth, Trump. That's what he should do. Start
tell the truth. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear people start telling the truth. I'd like to hear Trump start telling some truth.
Yeah.
Are you that naive? Come on. Come on. Is that what you said last night before you went to bed, your prayer? That was your prayer?
It was.
Okay. Well, let's pray for truth then.
That's right.
I'm not holding my breath. See, I lack faith.
You're a heathen then.
I'm a heathen, yeah. I'm worse than a heathen. U.S. airline industry seeks about $50 billion in federal help. $50 billion, that's the beginning, buddy.
That's the beginning, yeah. That's
they're going to national. They're going to. Do you think they're not going to nationalize?
The airport.
What are the odds? 50-50 right now? It's 50-50 odds if they're going to nationalize transportation.
Yeah. Could be.
50-50,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Probably. New York unemployment
site
goes down after tens of thousands lose job. Ooh, I bet. Court requires EPA to protect communities against worst-case chemical spills. Well, okay, are they finally doing something? There's a movie, The Dark Waters. If you go to Redbox, ladies and gentlemen, a movie called Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo about the EPA. Great movie. Check that out. Dark Waters. It's at Redbox. You can probably get it other places. Dark Waters. Check it out. U.S. military's world biggest polluter.
Oh,
surprise, surprise.
Oh, yeah.
From the DU to the God only knows what.
And what they burn in those pits. Oh, my gosh. Everybody gets sick downwind.
School sues to force autism test on 7-year-old. The Dallas Independent School District is suing Angela Bolton Smith in an effort to force autism testing. Trenton has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity and dyslexia. So, requested that they evaluate him for special education service, but refused testing for autism because he had no such symptoms and she feared a misdiagnosis. She probably feared they're going to throw her out of school.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably what she fears. Blueberries prevent cognitive decline.
Oh,
blueberries.
Pick me up a pack.
Strengthen bones also. Anti-aging. Lowers LDL. Lowers blood pressure. Manages diabetes. Anti-cancer properties. Weight loss. Inflammation. There you go. Great article. Stay tuned. Wayne and then
Magic
Anita
Bear.
Hodge. Listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com, you know it well. You've certainly supported us and certainly stretched our limits here recently with this virus and everything. Of course, all the great products. Specifically, we're going to talk to our next guest, Wayne, about Strauss Heart Drops. Two different sizes, two different flavors, cinnamon and the regular, the cardio support, CardioCom, and the kidney support. Fantastic formulas. We'll get to those. Of course, vitamin E, the things you need for your cells, alpha lipoic acid R is for detox, vitamin D3, all the products by Sherry Rogers, the phosphatidylcholine, get your Carlson's, cod liver oil, Purely C, oreganol, Oregares, all of them at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Amazon, it's a Russian roulette if you're getting the real product or not. If your life's on the line, which, you know, it may be right now. I don't know. This is crazy. But you want to buy from the good guys. And that's over at the Power Mall. So thank you for your support, your purchases, your prayers, your donations. And that leads us to our next guest. My favorite Canadian, Wayne Elliott, is a longtime friend of the show. Certainly one of our great friends here. He's come and visited a time, and hopefully we'll get to see him again soon. I don't know what's going to happen with this virus, but he's a natural health advocate for 20-plus years. He has been talking about the transformation that Strauss products have made in his life, his heart, his vigor, his buoyancy for life. I mean, that's what we all wanted. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. It's always my pleasure to be with my some of my favorite Americans.
Well, very good. Uncle Kevin took exception to that.
Well, there's three or four of you up in that top rank, Uncle Kevin. Don't fret.
He feels better. You're in the United States right now. The hysteria. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at stores, what you're seeing in your part of the country. What in the world is going on with this virus?
Well, I can't believe it. Personally, Daniel, I'm sitting here on one of the world's great beaches, and Florida has closed all beaches from Miami north. So it's an odd sight, this beautiful 85-degree sunny day and not a soul on the beach. Then they went further, and there's 10 police cruisers out on the famous Hollywood Beach boardwalk right in front of the little house I rent for years, and they are making sure nobody goes on the boardwalk. Now, I think this it's beginning to get out of hand, in my opinion. This is the freshest air you can breathe right off the Atlantic Ocean, and they're chasing everybody to the back streets, where they're more crowded together. The police are confused. In 10 minutes, the policeman told my neighbor here, oh, you got to get off the boardwalk. Nobody's allowed. And the next officer said, no, no, residents can walk on there, but tourists can't. And the third officer that they knew the fellow, said, well, because they said to him, we're confused. He said, probably not as confused as the police are. And so,
wow.
You know, it's panic. It's panic, guys. And here's, you know.
You there, Wayne? Todd, did we lose him?
I'm here.
Oh, there
I'm here. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay. Hey, Wayne, go ahead. We heard about the cops were confused. That's the last thing we heard.
Okay. Well, what we've done, what I've done with our folks and our team back home and our recycling companies is told them, you know, don't scare, be aware, take precautions. We have some good products. I can tell you, fellas, that Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, and Heart Drops, because garlic is the single best support, natural support for our immune systems. So the Heart Drops are sure flying off the shelf, and so is the Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm as people seek to try and help themselves. Well, you know, the first thing I want to say, Daniel, is that what's most important is that you're in the best health you can be in all the time. Because after this one's finished, boys, and God only knows how much carnage will come out of it, the economic carnage is already in tens of trillions. So that'll be itself to overcome afterwards. But there will be another virus. You're guaranteed it. Nature works that way. Who knows if nature does it because we need to thin the herd or become more aware or what? I don't know. It's way above my pay grade. But I think we need to be aware. And you know what, guys? I think our grandfathers right now would be ashamed of us. They fought in the wars. They died. They got hurt. They brought the world out of the Second World War, rebuilt everything. And, you know, communism was our enemy. And you guys, being Americans, you've led the way for as long as my life. North Koreans, the Cubans, the Chinese, and other countries that are so alien from our way of life, like Iran, and I'm glad America's done that. But our grandfathers, I think, would really be bewildered of why we're doing all our business with, you know, what they would call the enemy. They're still communist, Daniel, and you're a learned, studied historian, so you could tell all of us about all that more than I can, but all I know is their way of life has been the enemy all my life. Why are we building their economy at the expense of ours? And that's the big lesson I hope comes out of this. God bless everyone who gets the virus, and most are surviving, of course, and will. God bless those who don't. But I hope the awareness here is, hey, this is America. Why aren't we supporting ourselves to save a few pennies to support what was always the enemy? And if you forget the enemy part, it's one of the dirtiest places in the world. Our company has an office there. I'll never see it. So help me God, I'll never, ever go there. The air you can see, particulate floating. It's
you taste
polluted.
It.
It's unbelievable. I'm wondering with this toilet paper, is anybody checking it for heavy metals? Since the country's polluted with cadmium, I mean, seriously.
Wow.
And all these products that come in, and believe me, we buy everything from China. Are we trusting their tests? They have a different value system than us, Daniel. I don't want to say they have different morals, but you can do your own arithmetic.
I'll say it.
You got a different value system. You got life is cheap. There's more starving in China than there are people in North America. So why? The communist beliefs, the people are dictated to, or whatever, you know, they're ruled by the government. And why are we doing this? This is what I'd like to know. In our little group of companies, we're doing everything possible not to buy respirators, various products, safety products, and so forth from China. We're making a conscious step. We know we're going to pay more. The instruction came down from our board. We don't care if you're paying double. Stop it. And that's what we're doing. And I hope that the rest of North America wakes up to this fact while we're going through this panic. Guess where the last two viruses that killed hundreds of thousands started, boys? I'll give you one guess.
Yeah, China.
You know where they started? China.
China.
It's a dirty place with no respect for the environment. And so
and
any products
respect
we
for
buy,
life.
Guys,
yeah.
any products we buy, how do we know what quality water they were washed in when they don't have enough good quality water for themselves? And why do we think they'll take such care with us and our products we get from them? I'll tell you, I pray I don't put anything in my mouth that originates in China, because these days you sure never know. Fruit, vegetables, meats, nothing.
Let me transition a little bit to kind of what you're saying here about this virus, and maybe this is an opportunity for us to look at things a little different. Let me tell you about a story that we didn't talk about much yesterday. This is a massive story on a lot of levels. Okay, you know about colloidal silver, about nano silver, and how important it is. Super silver and Optivita silver we sell over the power mall. You know the value of silver. Okay, recently two major distributors, Jim Baker and who's it? InfoWars. InfoWars got a letter from the New York Attorney General. Now, mind you, they're not in New York. The New York Attorney General is sending a cease and desist letter to these two outfits to tell them to quit selling colloidal silver because they are claiming that it helps with coronavirus. They show the segment of Jim Baker's show where the doctor was on. The doctor says, the doctor is asked plain as day, will this stop the coronavirus? The doctor plain as day says, well, I don't know. We don't know. It hasn't been tested on it, but it has been tested on this, 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 and this, and it's passed with flying colors, and it's done super well. That is exactly what the doctor said, and the New York Attorney General says, well, you're claiming this is killing false and misleading claims that kills the coronavirus. That's not what the doctor said at all. And what is the New York Attorney General sending a cease and desist letter to somebody in Missouri? And then the Missouri Attorney General then follows suit in some kind of coordinated effort, and then they sue Jim Baker. It's like, my God, they're using this as an excuse to crack down on natural things and natural products. That disturbed me. This is almost the most disturbing part of this whole deal. And where are we going to go with this? Is now oregano is now illegal now, or what? Where will it stop? Any thoughts on that?
That's where they're shooting for, Daniel. They managed to get one of the world's greatest medicinal herbs, comfrey, banned years ago. It's just a great herb. they've limited the amount of mandrake can be used to a point where it's ineffective for the formulas I was aware of. They've outlawed chaparral, very crucial root in some of the lymphatic formulas. So the evil isn't going to stop because there's just too much money in it, plain and simple. And hospitals, doctors, medical schools, nurses, attendants, pharmaceutical companies, suppliers. What I would say to that lady or gentleman from the government, if I were Mr. Baker, that product in 32 part per million version is a number one hospital sanitizer in the United States. After it saved, I forget, 6 or 8 hospitals from being demolished in Russia, because it killed the anthrax that they were concerned about there. It later became a number one hospital sanitizer. And so really this evil movement is going to question our use of it. And for your listeners, and I know the Power Mall sells good silver product, and I have great experience with it, Daniel, on our work sites. It's in every medicine kit. I've seen miracles with very bad burns. Burned with oxygen lances to accrue cuts, wounds, surgeries, eyes. It's unbelievable, and it's simple. Oxidized silver, that silver bonded with oxygen, you got two great things there. Oxygen is the best cleaner on the planet. There is no cleaner that works as well as oxygen. And silver is one of the best bug killers on the planet. And if I can waste or take a moment of your time, the expression born with a silver spoon in your mouth, I think we tend to think of it as wealthy people if you're born with a silver spoon. And here's where that came from, that expression. It's from the 1300s when the bubonic plague wiped out millions of people in Europe. And the ones that were spared for the most part were the wealthy because they ate with real silverware. And that's how powerful silver is. Of course, today, Western medicine has put silver into bandages and so forth. It's too bad the bandages cost $100 a piece. That's when you put Big Pharma's twist on it, maybe add sugar or whatever the heck they add, a chemical, something to make it not work quite as well, I guess, but add the expensive ingredients and call it something that the doctors put their names on and stamp with a prescription. And then you can charge $100 for what otherwise would cost 50 cents. But silver is, this is a fact that maybe the attorney general or whoever that person was, should do a little research himself. It's undisputed. It's
well, the government's done research on. I mean, if they can do this, what does that say for Heart Drops, which is the most revolutionary product that we sell at the Power Mall? Heart Drops is the most life changing product that we sell at the Power Mall. I mean, people who are scheduled to have their legs cut off. I mean, does the attorney general want to sue me too? People have their schedule to have their legs cut off because of lack of circulation to their leg. They tried the Heart Drops, and a few months later, the doctor said, I guess you can keep your leg. Does the attorney general want to sue me, too, now? Is that where this is going?
Well, you know how many of those cases I've experienced, Daniel, and some of them with Jim Strauss, one time right in a store when a fella comes around the corner of the aisle, on crutches, one leg missing, drops his crutches, grabs a hold of Jim, gives him a big hug, starts to cry. That day, he learned his second leg was saved.
Wow.
That day. So, you know, you're right. It's a sin. But to answer your question, Daniel, yeah, better he lose the leg. There might be $50,000 or $100,000 in hospital fees there. For sure, he's going to need some pills.
Yeah, for sure, you can guarantee that, buddy.
More important, and that's more important than the poor soul. If there's a chance, and he finds a great product that helps him keep his other leg, we sure are mixed up, aren't we? We're very mixed up.
Talk about!
I got great angst about this.
Yeah, I can. Why wouldn't you? We all should have great angst. Maybe we should have a little more angst involved with this. And now it's not even it's not so much that they're just promoting the other and kind of leaving us alone. Now they're coming after us that are sitting here going this path, you know, going the natural path back to nature. Go ahead.
Nature provided everything we need, as Jim always said, Daniel. And maybe one of those antibiotic herbs Jim found about 10 years ago in the meadows in lower mainland BC, maybe one of those was what was needed for this or for the next ailment that comes along. I don't know. But I do believe nature provided everything. Let me tell you what I'm doing with silver every day now, Daniel. I always sprayed it in my eyes and around my face because it's just a great thing to do. It feels so good in tired eyes or if you got dust in your eyes. So I got a spray bottle in my car, one on my desk, one on the table I'm sitting at now talking to you, one on the bathroom counter, and I use it a lot. I also gargle with it every night. And you know what was amazing to me? I never liked the dentist, and I was always lucky to have really good, strong teeth. And there were years, I went years without going, and then I wanted to see what could be done about these spaces that I'd created by brushing my teeth between my gums and the top of my teeth. And they have a very good system now to replace tooth-like material in there, and they don't have to cut you or hurt you too bad or anything. But the hygienist said, you said you haven't been to a dentist in over 10 years? I said, that's right. She said, it's unbelievable. I said, why is that? She said, you have no plaque on your teeth. I would have bet you had your teeth cleaned last month. I said, well, I didn't.
Wow.
She said, that's unreal. Now, I always knew the claim about plaque because plaque's bacteria. But I'm also conscious of that, Daniel. So when I do gargle it, you can bet I swish it in my teeth, you know, if you understand what I mean, like you'd use mouthwash, I
like
guess.
Like a gargle, yeah.
And, yeah, why would I want my teeth to plaque up and have bacteria in there? So that's what I do with the silver. I love spraying it my face. I spray my grandbaby faces. And you just do a light spray from 6 or 8 inches away. And because you want to make sure that none of these harmful creatures and bugs and viruses can get in through the conventional ways. That's ear, nose, and mouth.
We got about.
So that's what, you know.
We got about.
I'd urge everyone to do that with this silver. You got to do some things to protect yourself. I do this for life, and I just encourage anybody to try it. You sure can't hurt yourself.
We got about 6 minutes or so. People have been asking about the CardioCom. We haven't spent a lot of time specifically. What is the difference between CardioCom and the Strauss Heart Drops? Who should take, so we get, if we got new listeners, who should get the Strauss Heart Drops, or what are they going to expect? And then the same thing with CardioCom.
Well, the Strauss Heart Drops, to be clear, is like Drano for our arteries, veins, vessels, and capillaries, all the tiniest vessels. So when I say that, Daniel, it's shown and proven over decades to dissolve cholesterol plaque. That's what it did for me, mom, dad, zillion friends, football players, and customers years ago. My dad, me, my friend Joe, all avoided open heart surgery with it. So did over 1,200 others that we confirmed years ago in Ontario, 20 years ago. So it clears plaque. You got a cholesterol problem, or you got angina, or you got earlobe creases, or you've had open heart surgery and they put those stents in, or they bypassed your artery. They can't change the whole tube, so you still have plaque, maybe less of it in the other areas, but they can't replace your whole artery like you do with your car or your tractor hose. So the Strauss Heart Drops clean all those out right to the tiniest ones. You guys know the story. In 2 weeks, the hearing came back to my left ear. For 5 years, I didn't have to wear eyeglasses. That was a beauty. And all the other great things that happened to me and so many others. The CardioCom, I took it 20 years ago because I developed the irregular heartbeat after I had angina and I was plugged up with cholesterol. The next thing was my heart went out of rhythm. My pump started to fail, you see. And so they had the product then. They brought it back by popular demand last month. But they had that product then when I was involved with them. I took it for 3 months. My irregular heartbeat never came back for 20 years. And if I had damaged heart cells like people do with massive heart attacks, it's shown to rebuild those heart cells. If you have an enlarged heart, great for that. My buddy Joe had a very enlarged heart. He was a big man. Shrunk back to normal size. If you're diabetic, blood flow is your most important concern. Please, I'd urge you to try Strauss Heart Drops. It's safe for you. Health Canada determined. No contraindication with your drugs. This goes for everyone. And 100% natural ingredients. And your satisfaction is guaranteed, so there's no harm, no cheating possible. You're satisfied or you're refunded. The CardioCom worked for me 20 years ago. I'm taking it again now, Daniel, that it's available. I'm halfway through my 3-bottle treatment. And not because I have arrhythmia, but I don't want it back. And I'm going to recondition. I'm just going to take another 3-bottle treatment. The same thing with the kidney blood pressure. It's a great formula. When my natural medicine men told me years ago, they both agreed it was my left kidney was a problem. I took the Strauss kidney blood pressure formula then. 20 years ago, guys, have had great blood pressure since, but I'm taking it again, too, as we talked about on the last show, just to clean my kidneys out, kill the bacteria. It's been 20 years. My blood pressure is great, 120 over 70, and I want it to stay there. So that's what these products do. So and here's the thing, Daniel. All these Strauss products, and there's only a few of them now, but every product that you're taking, the heart drops are good to take with it because you want whatever medicine, nutrients, supplements you're taking to get everywhere in your body that you need it. So without the blood flow, you will have less oxygen to a spot in your body, hopefully not your heart or your brain, or it's a heart attack or a brain attack, a stroke. but you'll have less oxygen, you'll have less nutrients, you'll have less ability to carry water and to take off wastewater. Dangerous situation, all related to the heart and kidneys. So heart drops is the best to take with anything, because you need the medicine delivered everywhere, and blood flow is going to remain the body's most important function. If you don't believe me, try and live without it.
Two things that come to mind that just so stick out about these products, one, the kidney and the cardio. I am stunned that this is a 3-century-old formula that Strauss family has been involved. 3-century-old. I mean, when George Washington was born, that's when these, you know, maybe his parents bought this from the Strauss family for their kidney or something. Who knows?
You know what's cool, Daniel? What's cool is, yes, the family has been in the business as medicine men and herbal medicine men for 300 years. What I love is the newest product, the Strauss Heart Drops, was only developed 40 years ago for Jim himself. The other thing that shows us is Jim and Peter Strauss learned the family craft very well. They're just not working off old recipes. These men knew the craft they were taught, recognized the medicinal value.
Absolutely.
Of herbs by taste, put them together by taste. Fabulous.
Kidney support. The blood pressure support, CardioCom, and Strauss Heart Drops, a couple different flavors, all at the Power Mall. Wayne Elliott, health enthusiast, health advocate, crack shot, great Canadian. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.